This recording, New Jersey 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born 44 years ago in Newark, New Jersey, exactly 1 mile from where I live right now. At age 26, I purchased a two-family home in Belleville, which is a suburb of Newark with about 35,000 residents. From any point in Belleville, one can clearly view the Manhattan skyline. We are only 5 miles west of Lower Manhattan. Before 9/11, we used to be able to see the Twin Towers in detail from the hill up the street from my house. The Twin Towers and I have some history. Like many people from this area also did, I spent a lot of my youth over in Manhattan. I can remember sitting at the base of the towers countless times. My friends and I would take the PATH train over to the city, which is Manhattan, get some pizza or whatever, and go relax at the bottom of the towers. No matter how many times you stared at those towers, they were still just as amazing. Years later, I proposed to my beautiful wife Damaris on the top of Tower Number 2. Tower Number 1 was reserved for TV antennas and the public wasn't allowed up there. Less than 3 years after I proposed to her, the towers were gone. On 9/11/2001, I was still sleeping when my mother, who lives in Pennsylvania, called me to tell me that the World Trade Center had been attacked. I threw on some clothes and drove over to a clearing in Kearney, the town right next door to us. There, with about 100 other people, most of us with video cameras, I watched the collapse of the second tower. The feeling was surreal as we all stood there, watching the spectacle with our naked eye. Our cars were parked on the side of the road, each radio blaring with the news of what was happening. I felt like I was in a bad 50s sci-fi movie. It's hard to believe that those towers are actually gone. Anyway, you are now listening to an authentic Northern New Jersey accent. 44 years in the making, and not to be confused with the more common New York City accent. Yes, we do say walkie-talkie, coffee, water, long, use guys, radiator, etc. When you go to a supermarket here, you don't get a shopping cart, you get a carriage. And you are never standing in line, you are standing online. Ged means go ahead. For instance, ged and get a carriage. I need to have some coffee and water, then I need to talk to the manager for a while. So use guys ged without me. Lots and lots of unique things about the way we speak in this area. Well, time's up. Gotta run. Thanks for listening.